Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We have Jeff Luno here in the heat of hot stove.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show.
I'm joined tonight by someone who really doesn't need any introduction.
With your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
Left-handed pitcher Dallas Keuchel.
Carlos Correa.
George Springer.
Let's give a warm Astroline welcome to Lance Berkman.
Astroline, this fall, right here on the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Robert Ford and Steve Sparks joined by Astros General Manager Jeff Luno before the Astros take on the Angels in the final game of the 2016 season. Jeff, I know it has to be disappointing that this is it for 2016, the Astros in the playoff chase until this weekend, and obviously some strides made, but to not make the postseason, that's always the end goal.
It is the goal, and it was a frustrating season in a lot of respects, but I think there's a lot to look forward to next year. We're going to have a busy offseason, but we have a really good young core to build around for the next, you know, 3 to 5 years, and I'm excited about what the future holds. Wish we'd been able to win a few more games and eke it out, but we kind of ran out of gas at the end, and, you know, it'll be we'll have our shot next year.
Jeff, can you elaborate for the fans and us, too, on the process of a player evaluations, how you guys go about that at the end of the season?
Well, there's quite a few steps. I mean, the first thing we do is we sit down with our staff and we talk individually about each player, because the staff members on the big league team, they know these guys as well as anybody. But then we really take a look comprehensively across the industry, what players might be available, which players could we trade for, how would they fit on our team compared to the guys, you know, that we have an option to bring back. So there's a lot of work that'll go into it between now and the end of the World Series. And then at that point, you know, the second stage of the work begins, where you start having conversations with players and start identifying guys that you want to bring back and potentially go out and sign.
One of the areas the Astros will have to address this offseason is the catching situation. Jason Castro is a free agent for the first time after this year. Evan Gattis, you guys have an option on him to bring him back for 2017. And I'd imagine that, I mean, obviously there are lots of things you have to look at, but the catching situation obviously is something you want to try and stabilize.
No question about it. And I think if we look at where we are, Evan Gattis fits in nicely with our plans for next year. He can catch. We know he can hit for power. So part of the puzzle, I think, is in our organization. Whether or not we bring in a free agent, and, you know, we're going to look at everybody out there, but certainly Jason's a free agent and a guy that we would have some interest in bringing back. So we're gonna do our work to try and figure out what the right combination is, because catching is so important. It's important we have guys that our pitchers can trust and can throw to. I think that's a big part of the equation.
Jeff, we got a glimpse on Friday night of the real David Paulino. We haven't seen it at the big league level yet, but he pitched three innings. He was really sharp and overpowering, really, in that outing. And we saw it from the first inning to even the second inning, him just look like he got more comfortable. And that had to be nice for you guys.
It was. And that's the David Paulino that we've grown accustomed to in AA and throughout his career in the minors. You know, this is a guy we think has a chance to be in our rotation next year, has good stuff, has command of his stuff, and, you know, enough between that curveball and that fastball to get guys to swing and miss and get the punch out. So it'll be interesting to follow his progress and see what he does next year coming into camp.
More with Astros General Manager Jeff Luno right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Durker.
On October 2nd, 1999, the Astros had a chance to clinch a tie for the Central Division title with the Reds. Jose Lima was shooting for his 21st win in the Astrodome, and he was outstanding, allowing no runs in 7 2/3 innings. Craig Biggio led off the sixth with a homer, and that's all we had going into the bottom of the eighth. We loaded the bases with two outs against Mike Maddox. I sent Billy Spiers up to pinch hit for Glenn Barker, and Spiers provided all the insurance we needed with a two-run single. We looked at the big board and left, and the Brewers were beating the Reds handily. If we won, we clinched a tie. And we did, with Billy Wagner getting his 39th save, a new team record. Then Mike Hampton won the next day to clinch the division title.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
And welcome back. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks once again joined by Astros General Manager Jeff Luhnow. And obviously the team accomplishments may not be what you want, not getting to the postseason, Jeff, but some nice individual accomplishments. You know, Evan Gattis getting over 30 home runs. Jose Altuve looks like he's locked up the batting title. George Springer will play in all 162 games, first Astro to do that in 8 years. And obviously it has to be encouraging to see some of these Astros players and some of these young Astros players do some great things early in their careers.
No doubt about that. And this is Altuve's second batting title, and that's pretty incredible. He's starting to get into elite territory there, and you know, we've got him on this team for at least 3 more years after this year, so that's exciting. You know, George Springer playing all year, we said at the beginning of the year, if George Springer plays every day, we're gonna have a real shot. And I think if he can repeat that next year, same statement applies. And there's a lot of other guys that, you know, Gattis with the 30 homers and Correa with almost 100 RBI that really this year put up good numbers and bodes well for us next year.
Jeff, you mentioned Carlos Correa, and there was an article the other day that I thought was refreshing. When he mentioned his season, he thought it was just okay and obviously had more expectations out of himself, mostly offensively. I think he felt like he improved defensively, but it's got to feel pretty good when you got a 21-year-old guy or 22-year-old guy saying he can do a lot more, and he had 96 RBIs this year.
No doubt, and this is a guy that plays a premium position and plays it really well. Mm-hmm. Defensively made a lot of great plays. So, yeah, this guy's going to be the key to our team's success next year. I think we know that. He knows that. He's 22 years old, going to play at 22 most of next year. And, you know, the Astros and Carlos are going to be together for a while, and I think we're going to really enjoy having them there every day.
You know, when you look at the way this team season went, when the Astros were having their really good stretches, it was when the rotation was performing very well. When they were having their rougher stretches, it was usually when the rotation was not pitching well. Of course, had some injuries, Dallas Keuchel, Lance McCullers, and, you know, so certainly some guys have come up from the minor leagues who have been impressive. Talked about David Paulino earlier. When you think about this rotation moving forward, how do you guys plan on addressing it and getting more of that depth and improving it for 2017?
Well, I think right away, having Lance McCullers all year instead of half the year is going to be a big step in the right direction. Having Dallas Keuchel all year instead of part of the year and hopefully back to his form that he showed last year and the year before that. But we can't count on all that stuff happening, so we're going to have to protect ourselves a little bit. You know, McHugh will be back with us. We've got options. You know, Fires is going to be back with us. We've got options for back-end rotation. But I think a real big priority for us this offseason is going to be figuring out if we can add another pitcher to, you know, the top of the rotation. Maybe not a number one, but maybe a two or a three, someone that can give us some flexibility and some comfort knowing that if McCullers, you know, missed a month next year, we won't be hurting at that.
Jeff, last thing. You hired A.J. Hinch before last year, did a great job, and I think he's done a great job again this year. And has he proven to be everything you had hoped? I mean, I know the relationship between general manager and the manager is so important. I don't expect anything disparaging, but has he been everything that you thought?
He's been great, and I really do think that the reason we're sitting here potentially, you know, going to be winning 85 games this year with all the adversity we had is because of AJ and his staff, and they've done a good job keeping the players on track. I mean, if you think about the start that we had and then the injuries at the end of the year, it's very difficult to overcome those sort of obstacles, but you know, he and his staff did a great job of keeping the guys focused and keeping them on the field and playing as best they can. So a great, great manager, great staff, and I'm really excited about building a future with everybody.
All right, Jeff Luhnow, Astros general manager. Hey, thanks for joining us today and all season as well, and I'm sure we'll catch up plenty during the offseason.
Sure we will. Thanks guys.
You got it. Thank you.
Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We have Jeff Luhnow here in the heat of hot stove.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show.
I'm joined tonight by someone who really doesn't need any introduction.
With your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
Left-handed pitcher Dallas Keuchel.
Carlos Correa.
George Springer.
Let's give a warm Astroline welcome to Lance Berkman.
Astroline, this fall, right here on the Houston Astros Radio Network.